ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Pastimes of Lord Krishna, Text 20 to 27. So we read 27 together and then read the whole other ones. Javat autpatiko risto. Brajani na bhivabet ita. Tavat balan upadaja. Jasyamo nyatrasanuga javat autpatikol ishto risto brajanna bhivabet itha tavat valan upadaja Jashamon Jatrasanuga. Christian. Javat autpatiko risto. Brajanna bhivabet ita. Tavat balan upadaja. Yashyamo nyatrashanuga javat autpatiko risto brajanna bhivabet itha tavat balan upadaja yashyamo nyatrashanuga Yavat solon autpatikaha disturbing arishtaha the demon brajam this gokula braja bhumi na not abhibabet itaha Go away from this place. Tavat so long. Balan upadaja. For the benefit of the boys. Jashyamaha. We shall go. Anyatra. Somewhere else. Sa anugaha. With our followers. I'm going to read before reading the translation, the other verses. Text 21, Sri Sukadev Goswami continued, Then one time, having seen the great disturbances in Brihadvan, all the elderly persons among the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj assembled and began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situation in Braja. Text 22. At this time, all the inhabitants of Gokula, a cowherd man named Upananda, who was the most mature in age and knowledge, and was very experienced according to time, circumstances, and country, made this suggestion for the benefit of Rama and Krishna. Text 23. He said, "My dear friends, the cowherd men, in order to do good to this place, Gokula, we should leave it, because so many disturbances are always occurring here, just for the purpose of killing Rama and Krishna." Text 24. The child Krishna, simply by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was somehow or other rescued from the hands of the Rakshasi Putana, who was determined to kill him. Then again, by the mercy of the Supreme Godhead, the handcar missed falling upon the child. Text 25. Then again, the demon Trinivarta, in the form of a whirlwind, took the child away into the dangerous sky to kill him, but the demon fell onto a slab of stone. In that case also, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu or his associates, the child was saved. Text 26. Even the other day, neither Krishna nor any of his playmates died from the falling of the two trees, although the children were near the trees or even between them. This is also to be considered the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And text 27, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. Purport. Upananda suggested, quote, "By the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Krishna has always been safe from many dangerous incidents. Now, let us leave this place and go someplace where we may worship Lord Vishnu undisturbed. Before there is another cause of death from some demon who may attack us." End of quote. A devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even though in the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there were disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instruction we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There are even so many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they are purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was even in Krishna's time. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Ramapada Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasha Kripasindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. I'd like to just first apologize for being so late for this class. The roads were very, very, very bad. And parking even was very difficult. You have to park in front of the van. And Krishna launch is suspended today. Yes. Okay, so I like to read something to understand one very important character in this passage, which is Upananda. Upananda is one of the is the eldest brother of Nanda Maharaj, and so the uncle of Krishna. And he's a very wonderful character, very important, but very, very amazing personality. That some is known about him, and I like to read from the Braja Vilas a little bit. This is a book written by one of the Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami. So there is a description of Upananda. I won't read the Sanskrit, but just read the translation. This is from verse 15 of the Braja Vilas. May Krishna's uncle Upananda, who delights his nephew with billions of life heirs, whose face is beautified by a white mustache, who has blackish complexion, who is a wise and learned counselor, who lives in the village of Sahara, and who always stays in the government of the king of Braja as a learned scholar, always protect the land of Braja. So there is this commentary given by an acharya, I don't know which one, but that explains about, I'm going to read about Sri Upananda. In this verse, Raghunath Goswami Pad praises Sri Upananda, the elder brother and minister of Nanda Maharaj. Upananda binandas cha prithivayo purvayo pitu pitrivayo tukanya yamsao siatam sananda nandanao. So this describes all the brothers of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda's elder brother are Upananda and Abhinanda, and his younger brothers are Sananda and Nandana. That's from the Radha Krishna Gunadesh Deepika. They are all Krishna's uncles. Upananda was the eldest son of Parjanya Maharaj. We hear about Parjanya Maharaj in the ninth canto, if you remember, when there was the description of the different descendants of the Yadu dynasty. So there was a description of this Parjanya Maharaj, who was the father also of Vasudev. So he had this Kshatriya wife, but he also have a Vaishya. He beget children with a Vaishya wife. And so Vasudev became a king in the Yadu dynasty, and Nanda Maharaj became a king in the Vaishya community. But the question is, Nanda Maharaj has two older brothers, right? And the tradition is that the kingdom is given to the older brother. So how Nanda Maharaj became the king? This is explained here. I read. Upananda was the oldest son of Parjanya Maharaj, and the third son, Nanda, inherited the kingdom only because of Upananda's magnanimity. In the Gopal Champu, it is described that when Parjanya Maharaj considered the qualification of his sons, he first decided to hand over the responsibility of the kingdom to his eldest son, Upananda. He had become eager to engage in Haribhajan and thus obtain peace of mind. He had the royal class headed by Vasudev, and the Brahminical class headed by Garga, called into the assembly and gave his oldest son, Sri Upananda, the royal tilak there. It is described as follows. Quote, Sri Upananda kept the order of his father on his head. Follow it. Considering himself blessed, then in the presence of Vasudev and other great souls, he called his younger, middle brother, Nanda, into the assembly, lovingly embracing and gave him the kingdom of Gokula by giving him the royal tilak. Then he honored him as the new king of Gokula. Seeing this inconceivable behavior of his elder brother, Nanda Maharaj became shy. Those present in the assembly were struck with wonder, and Father Paijanya looked at the two men with eyes wide with bliss. Actually, Paijanya had been desirous to give the kingdom to Nanda, having seen his countless attributes. But he had thought it better just to follow the etiquette to give the kingdom to his oldest son. Seeing this, Sri Upananda said, quote, this is not a thoughtless action of mine because everyone is controlled by feelings of affection. The proper thing was done, considering Nanda's glorious attributes. It was not a whimsical action on my behalf. The great qualities of Nanda just have an overwhelming, all-controlling effect. Besides, this is the arrangement of Sri Narayan, the overseer of all living beings. This is because everyone's bee-like eyes drink the honey of Sri Nanda's beautiful lotus face. Sri Narayan made this decision long ago. Also, his name is Nanda, while my name is Upananda, or Overnanda, Upa, no? Upa means inferior and assisting. Huh. Hence, he should be the king of Gokula, and I should serve him as his assistant, end of quote. Here in this world, of Upananda, the demigods shower flowers from the sky and sang, Sadhu, Sadhu, well done, well done. The lotus-like eyes of everyone present began to blossom, and the auspicious sounds of Jaya, Jaya filled the universe. From that day on, Nanda, the mind of all great qualities, was the king of Gokula, and Upananda was appointed his minister from the Gopal Champu Purva 3:31-34. Therefore, it was said, Upananda is a learned and expert counselor. His body was a deep blackish complexion, and his face is beautified by a white mustache, which are signs of a learned and expert counselor. His expert advice was the source of an increase. His expert advice was the source of an increase in Nanda's bliss in all respects. When the demons caused havoc in Gokula, it was Upananda who gave the advice to leave Gokula and move to the safe haven of Vrindavan, just to save his nephew Sri Krishna, who was dearer to him than millions of life. It was on the advice also that the safe haven of Nandishwar Giri was established as the capital of the king of Braja. When the people of Braja are safe, then Raghunath Das Goswami is also safe in his aspiration, and his aspiration will be fulfilled. That is the secondary meaning, transcending his first, the secondary meaning transcending the first meaning of the verse. So the verse that reads, who is always staying in the governing of the king of Braja as a learned scholar, always protect the land of Braja. The text 15 that we read, that was in the beginning. I prayed that uncle, so this is the verse again, I prayed that Krishna's uncle, whose name is Sri Upananda, whose face is beautified by a white mustache, whose body shines with an enchanting blackish luster, who is the very expert counselor in the assembly of Nanda Maharaj, who is worshipped in the assembly of the scholars, who takes his nephew Sri Govinda on his lap and makes him happy by understanding his feelings, may protect the Goshta. So that's that. It's nice, no? So, Sri Upananda directed the inhabitants of Vrindavan to the inhabitants of Gokula, Nanda Maharaj, to move to Vrindavan, and they established the capital city in Nandishwar or Nandagram, right? And then the palace of Nanda Maharaj in this hill. So when we go to Nandagram, we have to climb big steps to go to the palace of Nanda Maharaj. One important point also is that the devotion that they have to Lord Narayan, Nanda Maharaj and all his brothers and all the gopas, and they saw that by the mercy of Lord Narayan, Krishna was always safe, and therefore in order to deal with all these troubles caused by demons, they should be in a place in which they can worship with no disturbances Lord Narayan, in order to receive the protection or to be fully protected. So the land of Braja is fully protected. So it is an important principle for devotees to follow. It's one of the important principles that we as devotees follow, and how a devotee deals with trouble situations and with difficulties, with obstacles. One takes shelter on the lotus feet of the Lord, worship the Lord. So possibly the thing that causes the most anxiety in people and that disturbs people's mind the most is this principle of fear. Of all the different obstacles and problems that we have to face, fear is the one that takes the most energy on people in general. So therefore, in general, so much is done for protection. We see that not only individually but in societies too. The biggest expenditure that is there in countries in general is the military, for protection. So this fear of troubles and trying to avoid troubles and trying to deal with trouble and the fear that we've been victimized by some sort of trouble that is always coming it doesn't allow common people to have peace and to be happy. So this bhaya means fear. So for the devotee is different. For the devotees, when you come into the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, then fear starts to dissipate. The most the devotee is settled in the lotus feet of the Lord, then fear of troubles dissipate. Anxiety is a sign that our devotion and our faith is not fully mature. But as we mature in our faith, then abhaya charana bindure. So bhaja hure mana sri nanda nandana abhaya charana bindure. That abhaya charan, name of Srila Prabhupada, abhaya charana ravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, means he who is fearless, having taken shelter on the lotus feet of the Lord. So the great poet Govinda Das prays to the mind, my dear mind, please worship the Lord, take shelter of his lotus feet in which you can be fearless. You can be in a fearless situation. So that is the mood of the Brijavasis. And that's how they move to Vrindavan, to Nandagram. And basically, although all these different demons were always trusting the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So perfect example of that for us to follow is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's approach to troubles and difficulties, and he is giving us that assurance in the purport when there are so many troubles and difficulties that will may be there in the path of Krishna consciousness, in the path of the institution or the society that Srila Prabhupada established, one takes shelter from the lotus feet of the Lord and continues without fear that Krishna will always be victorious. So I stop here. Any comments or questions? Takes a little time, but it's going to come. Is it on? The microphone? Number two, they have no red button. There you go.
And that I have a question regarding Upananda. He wrote that Upa is the inferior.
Upa what?
Upa means inferior.
It says there. I thought, you know, Upa means, you know, like on the top, right? But in the commentary, it says that Upa means sub.
Sub to inferior.
Under.
Below. That is.
So Upa is lower.
Okay. So I remember Rupada Maharaj, he was giving in Vrindavan Jatra, sometimes class, something. So we have to Radharani's birth. That lecture, I think he was telling about Upananda is the brother of Nanda, but younger. I think not, but you read here, he's a elder. Yeah. So that's what I was confused with.
Yeah. Well, the says here is from this verse of on the Radha Krishna Gonadesh Deepika. Nanda's elder brothers are Upananda and Abhinanda, and the younger brothers are Sananda and Nandana. So. Which one? One? This is the microphone.
Upananda is the elder brother of Nanda or a younger brother?
Upananda is the elder brother according to what I read.
Next, another thing, you read about the fear.
About the what?
Fear. Fear means bhaya.
Fear.
Yes, Rupada Maharaj always quotes one verse, his favorite verse, like, bhaya abdhitya avi nivasata syat, sai sata pitasya vipareya smriti. That verse, last line is there, and Guru Deva Tatma, that is. Very nice. That means when we think besides Krishna, means when we don't take Krishna's center, then fear comes.
Yeah.
That is the... So then only we will lose our memory, Vipara smriti, then we forget everything. Then we get entangled.
Yes.
So we have to take exclusively shelter of Krishna.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, as long as we don't, that even the sign of anxiety that we as devotees, aspiring devotees, beginner devotees, neophyte devotees, like that, and even, different levels of devotees, as long as we show signs of anxiety and fear, that means that we still have to mature further in our faith, shraddha. So it's a symptom. It's not unnatural when we are fully at the shelter, fully surrender, then then those devotees have absolutely no fear, no anxiety. Prabhupada example, Srila Prabhupada. So we aspire for that. That's what we're looking for. That's my understanding. Anything else?
Again.
One of the verses in the section you were reading today was Upananda is saying that there's an unknown demon who's instigating, and all these different demons that have come specifically with the purpose of killing Balaram and Krishna have been sent by that demon that's instigating. So would it mean that he's not identifying that Kamsa's behind everything?
Yeah, he could understand that there was one that was behind. He's very qualified, intelligent. He said that he was very wise. Maybe he knew, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But the fact is that he could understand there was someone behind this thing, and it was demoniac, and then maybe that demon will come itself and cause more trouble. So, yeah, it was interesting then. Okay. Thank you so much. Garantara Shiman Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your patience.